we're still evolving as a team and we're still making progress. But unfortunately, this last weekend it got away from us, and it's not at any time we want to play like that.
What would you attribute it to? What do you think it is?
You know, I don't really know, to be completely honest. I think it just comes down to pure execution. We've got to execute better. We've got to score points. We've got to stop them on defense. And it's just one of those situations that, you know, we just got to play better as a whole.
What have you seen out of Jackie Battle, where he seems like he's from the outside, kind of come out of nowhere, but I'm sure that's not maybe how you guys see him.
Right. Well, Jackie's been with us now for, I think, 4 years or 4 seasons, and he's always a guy that's done a tremendous job in special teams. But at the same time, in preseason, this guy always shows up and runs the ball hard and does a good job. He just hasn't had much of an opportunity until now, and he continues to show up, and he runs the ball downhill. He's a big, big kid, and we're really happy that he showed up for us so far.
What has John Baldwin done most to improve this year?
You know, John's a big physical receiver. He's also a rookie, you know, and I think that with the lack of the off season and all that, and also being out for the first 4 games of the year, it's been a little bit of a longer developing road for him. But at the same time, for him to come in just the second game against San Diego and have, I think he had 8 catches or something like that, and did a tremendous job for us, and he's continuing to grow within the offense, but I think it's been a little bit of a process for him.
You know, here in Denver, Elvis Dumervil hasn't been healthy all year, but last week he kind of finally got on the board with his first sack. So what have you seen out of this pass rush, this kind of combination of Von Miller and Elvis, that, you know, from your perspective, is it getting better, maybe more dangerous over the last couple weeks?
Absolutely. You watch the film, and they obviously give you a multitude of fronts and looks and personnel groups, and Dumervil, obviously, you always have to have an eye on him, and I think that also teams account for him. They always try to put help over there, maybe a tight end on his side or chip him with a back. So the people are aware of his ability, but at the same time, this Von Miller has come in, and he's done a tremendous job. He creates a lot of pressure himself. But the defense as a whole, I think, you look at the Denver Bronco defense, and it's got great experience in the secondary. It's got great experience at the linebacker position other than Vaughn. And then, but he's doing a great job. So we've got our work cut out for us. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Earlier this morning, Todd Haley kind of, in a joking way, called Champ Bailey a pain in the butt to have to kind of game plan for. And I know last year he did a pretty tight job on Dwayne Bowe in that second game. From your perspective, is when you see Champ on Dwayne Bowe, does that make you not want to throw to him, or is it still, you know, it's your number one receiver that you gotta try to make it work?
Well, you always have to go out there and make it work, and you go through your reads, but as a QB, you're always cognizant of the fact that Champ Bailey's out there and he can make great plays, and he's one of the best in the game at that position, and so you just have to be aware and have to sometimes be careful and make the right decision.
We saw the Lions, at least against Champ, actually move Calvin Johnson into the slot when they had one-on-one matchups with Champ and Calvin Johnson. Is that something that you guys take in consideration, moving guys around to get off of certain matchups?
You know, from week to week that changes, and sometimes Coach will do that, and then other times he won't. So I think it's all depending on the game plan for that week.